When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Are we good? Are we ready to light this candle? Let's do it. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's the Dawn Stenland Show. Now, I'm not Dawn. Dawn's kind enough to let me drive the boat here. Hopefully, we don't go full Exxon Valdez, full Titanic, and crash this beautiful luxury liner that Dawn has established here. My name is Jason Hammer. I'm a radio host in Indianapolis, and before we get moving with the biggest stories of the day, and we're going to get there, Eagles clinching the division, home playoff game, a brawl, which always brings everybody together. We'll get to all of that. But yes, my real last name is Hammer. And I know what you're thinking. It sounds like one of those stupid radio names that like every rock DJ has across the country. It doesn't matter what city you live in America, whether it's Philadelphia, whether it's Indianapolis, whether it's Tacoma, there's probably a rock station in your city, and I'm willing to bet dollars to donuts there's a guy named Hunter or Deuce or Hammer or something like that. But I've got the driver's license to back it up. Last name really is Hammer. So when you're born with that last name, your options are pretty limited. Pro wrestler, adult film star, or radio host. I think you can clearly tell which path that I chose. So thank you so much for allowing me. Going to have some fun. Going to have a little fun here the next couple of hours. Man, it's the holiday season. You can look at things in a negative way, or you could crack open a couple beers before 10:30, have people judge you, and just raise up a glass and smile. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to be the day drinkers having a good time. So let's get you up to date on the biggest stories of the weekend. Again, we'll get to the Eagles. I'll give you my outsider's perspective. I'm a former sports director. But more importantly, I'm a gambling degenerate. So I can tell you, an outsider's perspective, what I think about the Eagles and what that fight meant. I'm telling you, that was huge. But more Epstein files dropping, more pictures. So the million-dollar question, do you care about the pictures? Are we getting anything of substance out of these Epstein files? Because I'm kind of at a point now where unless you've got proof of anybody having relations with a child, I don't care. I don't care. I know there's a lot of pictures of Bill Clinton. He's shirtless. He's in a hot tub. He's getting rub downs. All right, fine. Do you have proof that he's having relations with a kid? Oh, did you see Mick Jagger was down there having dinner with Epstein? Was he having sex with kids? But look at all these people. I don't care. I do not care at this point because we have survivors. We've got victims. And there's a lot of documentation. I want arrests. I do not care who's having dinner. I don't care who's at the island. Because pictures can be very misleading. I'm willing to bet right now, somebody, whether you're in your car, whether you're at work, you've probably got a photo, or at least a friend does, of somebody that's been to jail. It doesn't mean that you did the same things. And don't get it twisted. I'm not trying to back myself into a corner to defend Bill Clinton, defend Donald Trump, defend Mick Jagger. I'm just saying anybody can have a photo that's out there. I went to Aruba a number of years ago with my wife. And this is back when OJ was still in his looking for the real killers phase. And the amount of hot white women lined up to take a picture with OJ Simpson outside of the casino resort in Aruba would have blown your mind. There are tons of just smoking hot, at least they were at the time, white women that have photos of themselves with OJ at Aruba. Now, this does not mean that those white women cut the throats off of people. OJ did, allegedly. But those folks didn't. So that's why I'm not into the picture thing. The picture thing doesn't do it for me. We know there are victims. We know there are survivors. But I want names of people doing the actual deeds. And if that makes me the bad guy, I'm sorry. But to quote Scarface, say hello to the bad guy. I don't care who had dinner. I don't care who went dancing. I don't care who flew in. There are people in this country that know exactly what happened. And for some reason, we don't have it. We do not have that information. And it's disappointing. And I don't care if you're a Republican. Don't care if you're a Democrat. If you were doing that to a child, you deserve the worst of the worst. I'm a big proponent of the death penalty. Hell, I want to make it a pay-per-view event. I want to start an all-death penalty channel and execute these people, and maybe we can give the money for the pay-per-view to some of the survivors. Again, I'm kind of a romantic. I'd be down with that. But all of these picture dumps, to me, are worthless. Because unless you got a photo of somebody doing the hibbity-dibbity with a minor, nobody cares. Nobody cares. But, if anything, this gives us a chance to relive one of the great pranks of all time. When that scumbag Jeffrey Epstein's name is in the news, it gives us a chance to relive one of the great pranks of all time. I believe this was at a Walmart, and I can't remember the state, but somebody went to the customer service department. And they were looking for somebody that had gotten separated from their party. The name was Clinton Kildepstein.
Good afternoon, Walmart customers. If I may have your attention, please. Willie, Mr. Clinton Kildepstein. Meet your party at the grocery entrance.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Clinton Kildepstein. Please go to grocery entrance to meet with your party. Thank you.
I mean, she said it twice. Clinton Kildepstein. Oh, that's so good. That is so, so good. Again, I'm from Indianapolis, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a little jealous of the success that the Eagles have had the last couple of years. I grew up in the Peyton Manning era in Indianapolis, so I know what it's like to kind of get comfortable when you're having a run of success. And then you get spoiled just a little bit. Like, if you're not just the best of the best because the standard gets high, people feel like the wheels are falling off. And I get it. There was some drama. Maybe there still is. On this Eagles team, A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts. I'm sorry that they're not euchre partners like you guys want, but At the end of the day, you're going to have a home playoff game this year. And you went on national television and you punked. And that's what it was. It was a punking of a division rival on Saturday. And I thought that was great. But the best part of that game was the brawl. So the Eagles go for two. All right, I'm not even mad at that. It wasn't like they were up by 40. Eagles go for two. And the artist formerly known as the Redskins get their feelings hurt. And their coach, Mr. Johnny Tough Guy, wants to start throwing hands, running his mouth. Same thing with their players. But you know what I saw? I saw an Eagles team that, despite all the drama, a little infighting, came together and fought back. And I'm telling you, anybody that's played ball at any level, like I capped out at the high school level, tried to walk on in college, there was no Rudy story for this guy. But anybody that's played ball at any level knows you can have some issues with your brothers. But if somebody else tries to start some crap, then it's on. And I saw that on Saturday. For all the infighting, for all the disputes, for all the controversy your Eagles have had. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I am Mr. Eagles fan. That's why I'm saying it's your Eagles. A brawl can bring people together. Think about this. I bet you've got a relative that you've probably bumped heads with before. Maybe you don't even like. But if somebody comes in the backyard barbecue, if somebody kicks down your front door at Christmas time and starts trying to beat the crap out of them or rob them or something, I bet you stick up for them. And I bet you bond afterwards. We've got friends like that too, right? Hell, I fought my best friend. Dude stood up for me in the wedding. We used to just throw haymakers at each other as kids. But if anybody tried to pick on each other, it was on. So for all of the AJ Brown diva talk, for all the Jalen Hurts stuff, when I saw the Eagles fight back, man, that was it. You can't sit around and take that stuff. You're representing Philly. Now, the image of Philly is you guys don't put up with crap. And I don't know if I've seen a moment of not putting up with crap from the Eagles all season like I saw on Saturday. And again, I had a little skin in the game. I bet on the Eagles. I've made a lot of money this year betting the under on AJ Brown totals. Not going to lie to you. But you guys won a physical division. You're going to have a home playoff game. Do not take that for granted, because my team in Indianapolis started the year at 8-3, and they're most likely going to miss the playoffs now. And it's questionable whether or not your starting quarterback's going to be back next year. So enjoy the ride, man. Enjoy the ride. I love seeing that fight, man. Fights bring people together, which brings us to great moments in bonding over fights history. If you've ever gone to a Waffle House, and I think you know where I'm going with this. If you've ever been to a Waffle House and see somebody trying to get squirrely, somebody trying to get sideways with a staff member at the Waffle House, do you know what happens? Everybody gets in. This was, I think, last week. Somebody was getting mouthy at a cook at a Waffle House. Next thing you know, he tries to fight the cook. And then it was on. Everybody in the Waffle House jumps in. And listen to the sound of this. Turn your radio up. This sounds like chaos, but it's the entire staff just beating the dog bleep out of the guy that started the fight. Lord. Yes, sir. You don't go into a Waffle House with that nonsense. No, no, no. You do not. You will be dealt with pound for pound in a restaurant battle royal. The Waffle House team They're winning that thing. Now, Popeyes is pretty strong, I'm not going to lie. But give me Team Waffle House in a restaurant battle royal every single day of the week and twice on Sunday. Anybody play the Powerball? No winner, by the way. $1.6 billion at least on the line tonight. Now, I mentioned earlier, I'm kind of a gambling dude. I like to go to casinos. I like to do sports betting. Not a big lotto guy. I'm total bandwagon when it comes to some of these big-time lottery jackpots. But I bought some on Saturday. Surprise, surprise, did not win. $1.6 billion. So, what we're going to do is what every cheesy local TV morning show is doing around the country right now. We're going to have a segment called Great Moments and local TV reporters asking people about the lottery history.
Great Moments and local TV reporters asking people about the lottery history.
Sir, can I ask you what your lucky numbers are?
I'm going to pick 14, 24, 2, 7, and 15.
Can I ask you, if you won all the money, what would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Oh, okay, that's not good.
Great moments.
There you go.
And local TV reporters,
that's what you
asking
get,
people about the lottery history.
It's the same question, the same unoriginal microphone in the face. Find somebody that looks like the type of guy that's picking cigarette butts off the ground at the gas station. Ask him what he would do with the money. And he's probably going to tell you the answer you just heard. Great moments in local TV reporters asking people about the lottery history. All right. If you want to tweet at me, that's fine. At Jason Allen Hammer. That's my personal account. JasonAlanHammer. Let's have some fun, man. It's Christmas week. Let's turn the music up. Let's crack open a few day drinks, and let's light this candle. You are listening to the Dawn Stenslin Show. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're coming.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
Man, this is fun. This is real fun. The Dawn Stenslin Show, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Again, thank you so much to Dawn for turning the keys over to us this afternoon. I should say this, what is it, midday, I guess? That's the popular radio term, midday. Man, you guys are a good time. Again, I'm Jason Hammer. I'm just the fill-in nerd. I'm the substitute teacher. I know you guys are throwing spit wads at me, probably already going to the social media channels saying how much I suck. That's fine. Hop in line. First couple comments were probably my wife anyway. As we get close to the end of the year, heading into 2026 here, starting to get some interesting statistics, some data, if you will. Over the weekend, this piece of information dropped, and I thought this was really interesting. 2.5 million illegal immigrants have left the United States since President Trump took office. So just over a year, 2.5 million illegals, gonzo, But that's not even the staggering number. To me, the real story here is that 1.9 million of them were self-deporting. Self-deporting. That's unreal. And if you look at what the DHS is reporting, so take those numbers for what you will, the DHS says that illegal border crossings are down 93% year over year. 93%. I'm old enough to remember when we would have members of the Biden administration come to the podium and say, there is no border crisis. What are you talking about? You're making stuff up. You might as well be talking about the boogeyman or Bigfoot. 93%. And it didn't take that long to fix. That's the thing. It wasn't like this was rocket science. It took a little manpower and wanting. That's the key part. Wanting to fix the border. And that's how you get it down 93%. But you also have to have the right people in place. Now look, there are some folks that Trump has hitched his wagon to that have been a little underwhelming. I think Pam Bondi might fall into that category. Some would say Cash Patel falls into that category. Dan Bongino, who over the weekend, late last week, decided to pack it up and leave. We'll talk about that a little bit later on because I think that's really an underreported story. But Tom Homan and Marco Rubio, these are the two guys. These are the two guys that have been rock solid for Donald Trump. Like, I don't know who you would put as 1A and 1B. Maybe Rubio is 1A because he keeps getting job responsibilities. I feel like we're just a couple weeks away from Donald Trump naming Marco Rubio the new head coach of Michigan just because the job's open. But Tom Homan, that's the dude you want in a position where you don't want to hear any crap. And that's the border job. You're going to hear crap. You're going to have AOC in red lipstick and a white suit. And you're going to have pencil neck Adam Schiff. And you're going to have all these folks going down there calling you every sort of ist. But you need the kind of guy that would eat an apple, look at you, crop dust you with a fart and walk away. And that's what Tom Homan is. And that's why he's successful. That is why he's successful at what he does. And those are the two guys that I think have had the biggest impact in the first year and a half, if you will, of Donald Trump's presidency. Again, on Twitter, at Jason Allen Hammer, let me know who you got. Homan or Rubio? There really isn't a wrong answer here. This is like if you're having one of those all-time March Madness type brackets. One of them is the undefeated 76 Hoosiers. The other one is one of the John Wooden UCLA teams. There's no wrong answer here. Who you got? But again, as we head into the new year, we're going to start getting more and more of these types of reports. And you're also going to be aware of how much the national media has carried the water for the political left. People like Jake Tapper and whatever they're calling MSNBC these days, is MS Now, whatever, telling you there was no problem at the border. All right, fine. Also, as we get close to a brand new year, I think a lot of people are wondering, how is Donald Trump going to spend his New Year's Eve? Well, lucky for you, I've got an answer.
Hello, this is President Donald Trump, and I'm having the greatest holiday season of all time. I really am. But I still haven't made up my mind what I'm going to be doing for New Year's. And then my son, Barron, came up with the fantastic idea where we could have Chris Christie dressed as the Baby New Year on the roof of Trump Tower. He'll be in a giant diaper lit up with all kinds of lights, and we'd lower him down on the window washer scaffolding right before midnight. The safety harness can hold a baby elephant, so he would be absolutely fine. And I love that idea, but I need to go bigger. So I've decided I'm going to do something truly spectacular.
Oh.
I'm going to have a team of scientists reanimate the cryogenically frozen corpse of Dick Clark for a few seconds stroke of midnight.
Let's go.
He's going to pop right out of that crystal ball in Times Square. Zombie Dick. It's going to be unbelievable. And then we're going to have him climb out and eat the brains of Ryan Seacrest.
Okay.
You're not going to want to miss this. Believe me.
I'm here for that. I am 100% here for that. All right. Serious question here. What do we do with this story? So there's this woman who's been getting dragged on social media because she's been helping buy gifts for the holidays, like doing the angel tree thing. I think a lot of Salvation Armies and other charities support the angel tree program. But she's been getting dragged because she's been buying her items from the Dollar Tree. And people say getting generic colored pencils and things like that are insulting to the kids that you're trying to help with the charity. Here is this woman's response to the haters that she posted on Instagram. Take a listen to this.
For the past 24 hours, I have been relentlessly harassed for buying off-brand colored pencils for an angel tree gift. She wanted arts, crafts, skincare, and McDonald's. I purchased what I thought I myself would have enjoyed at her age, and the internet felt that I did not spend enough time or money and has certainly let me know. While admittedly feeling very discouraged and in the moments very angry at personal attacks on my character, I have to remember that the same people who impulsively are ripping me apart with no awareness of who I am, my intentions, or the recommended requirements of this donation program, which, by the way, the recommended spending rate was $50 to $80. I spent just about $65. Are the same people who crucified a perfect man.
Okay, so I don't necessarily want to go down a crucifixion of Jesus here. I don't really think it's that deep. But I think if she goes to the Dollar Tree and you buy markers and crayons and those types of things, and it might not be Crayola, I think that's okay. I feel like that's all right. And at the Dollar Tree, you go in there with $80 or $100, whatever you got, whatever you're willing to spend. That money's going to go a lot further and help other kids. See, I'm all right with this, especially when it comes to little things, toy cars, markers. People will complain about anything. They really will. This woman is trying to help the Angel Tree program, but because she's going to the Dollar Tree, she's getting crapped on. It's like the Seinfeld episode where Kramer was trying to take the muffin tops in, and he was getting criticized for it. Hey, man, look, beggars can't be choosers. If you're in a position to where you're needing help from the Angel Tree program, I feel like it kind of makes you a jerk if you open up the markers and go, not Crayola, pff, get out of here. But maybe that's me. Again, at Jason Allen Hammer on Twitter, weigh in. I thought this was fascinating. All right, coming up next, Tony Kennett. He's an investigative reporter for the Daily Signal, one of the absolute best. You've seen him on cable news. He's all over the place. We're going to have a fun conversation about what's happening right now with drug boats. Spoiler, I'm all in on it, but that conversation is next, right here on the Dawn Stensland Show. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
It's the Dawn Stensland Show. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. I'm Jason Hammer. I'm the fill-in scrub today. Everybody else is off for the holidays, and the management at WPHT said, who's a sucker that we can bring in here that's willing to work on the holidays? I'm your Huckleberry. I'm Jason Hammer. I'm a radio host in Indianapolis. But the guy we're getting ready to chat with here, he's Mr. National. He's Mr. Big Time. You've seen him on cable news all over the place. He's an investigative reporter for the Daily Signal. Tony Kennett joins us. My man, how are you?
Fantastic. When you say, here comes Mr. Big Time, it makes me think of the Muppets Christmas Carol. Here comes Mr. Big Time. Here comes Mr. Flint.
So... over the weekend, starting to hear more chatter that some of these Venezuelan drug dealers, these narco boats, being chased once again by the United States. And I'm here for it. I've said from the very beginning, I would love to have like an NFL red zone style channel of nothing but drug boats being blown up. Like if you bring Scott Hansen, the host of the Red Zone, and you spin off a secondary program where he's got the Octobox up there and we're going off the coast of the Pacific. If we're going, you know, near Venezuela and we're watching drug dealers get the hell blown out of them, I'm here for that, Tony. But for some reason, there are Democrats that feel like it's a winning strategy politically to make the drug dealers the victims in this whole thing. Walk me through this.
So I want to take you back to a simpler time on reality TV when everyone was watching shows about fishing, the deadliest catch, that sort of thing. And the American public got a really good idea of what fishing boats looked like. They understood. So then when you see the Miami Vice 18 outboard motors glued together on the back of a boat, getting rocketed sky high and all of the precursor chemicals. I always take 237 gallons of gasoline with me when I go fishing. I know you
sure.
do too. Right, right. But I'm sure as everyone out there knows, especially our fine crew out there in Philly gets it, you just don't care when a whining child comes up to you and says, but think about the poor drug dealers
right.
who were just out trying to make a living, you know, killing tens of thousands of Americans each.
You think about how many young men in this country lose their life to fentanyl.
Right.
And it's a combination of, okay, some are using it intentionally as the drug, but there's a lot of folks that they become a victim because they don't know it's laced in something. Like you go with your buddies, you smoke a J, but you don't know it's laced with that. I mean, bad stuff happens, man, with this fentanyl, but yet you've got Tim Kaine, that weenie that used to be Pantsuit Patty's running mate back in the day. He's making this a situation where they're the victims here. And I'm telling you, if you go into any barbershop in downtown Philly or downtown Indianapolis and say, is anybody upset that drug dealers from Venezuela who are trying to poison your sons and daughters are being blown to hell? I don't think you're going to get many tears, to say the least.
Yeah, and you shouldn't be getting any kind of tears. And that's the kind of thing that the Democrats don't really understand at this point in time, why there is, again, a high approval rating for this particular strike. There are two major policies in this country which people are very in favor of. According to the polling data, they're very in favor of mass deportation. According to the polling data, they are very in favor of watching these narco boats promoted to submarine. It's a feel-good story for the holidays. You know, you give a cartel member what he's always wanted a permanent ocean view.
Right.
And I mean, this is just a way to make sure that it's equitable. You know, these young guys just getting into the cartel trade that they've somehow tricked into running a boat. I don't know how there are still boats being run at this point. Like, how are you saying, you know what, I'm going to beat the odds of the entire U.S. Navy throwing things at me? How are they still finding guys to still go out there at this? How bad is that draft? You were talking about the sports referencing here. Can you imagine finding out that you've been picked for the New England Sinkers? Ouch.
Yeah, I feel like when you're interviewing to become a Venezuelan boat driver for the cartel, they have to probably bring up at some point, we have a lot of turnover in this position, right? Isn't that the HR answer? We have a lot of turnover in this position.
So it's funny that you mentioned that. And I covered this actually over on some of my social media, that there are ads that cartel, it's called Cartel Instagram. There are these accounts that are made and they will show all of this footage of what it's like to work for the cartels. And recently they had another video up that said, we are hiring again. I'm not joking. And I picked that up and I said, wait a minute, why are you hiring again? What happened to the last guys? And then, of course, I did what any American would. I played a bunch of boat explosions to Freebird.
Oh, that's so strong. That is so strong. We're having a conversation with Tony Kennett.
That's right.
He is an investigative reporter with the Daily Signal. All right, I'm going to play you a piece of audio here. This is from a recent podcast, and it's somebody that I know has been on your program as well. Scott Jennings.
The man.
He's kind of become like the reason people watch CNN. It's not because liberals are going back to television and they believe in Jake Tapper and they want to see Anderson Cooper take more tequila shots on New Year's Eve. They like watching Scott Jennings, a real Republican, on their panel. Not like what, you know, MSNBC does. Well, they'll put Kinzinger or Liz Cheney on their panel. He gets up there and spars. So I listen to what this guy has to say, and he feels like Jasmine Crockett, not necessarily AOC, certainly not Gavin, is the face of the Democratic Party now. Take a listen.
Jasmine Crockett's the smartest Democrat in Congress. She's the one who's on TV the most. She's their leader. She is the face of the Democratic Party. It's very embarrassing, but for some reason, Democrats have embraced this communication style as their future. And so I actually think she's going to win that primary. I think she's going to get beat in the general election. But for Republicans, I think we ought to just be honest about it. Jasmine Crockett is the smartest Democrat, the leader of the Democrats, and that is basically the embodiment of their party platform right now.
Do you buy that?
I think that Scott is a master of gaslighting. He is a master class of gaslighting, because he says it respectfully in that kind Kentucky gentleman's way. And he says, look, she's very smart, she's wise, and everyone loves her. None of those three things are remotely true at all. But you can't disagree, because if you're on the left and you disagree, all of a sudden you're a mean, stinky racist who doesn't like Jasmine Crockett. And again, whatever knockoff Tyler Perry accent she's put on this week. So I love it. I love watching Scott Jennings do this, because how do you combat that? You have to say, well, she has some good qualities. Like, you're trying to talk about a girl that's ugly, but you're not willing to say it. Like, she has some good qualities. Her personality's great. I mean, really, her cankles only sort of fit through the door.
Okay, now stop. But you can't deny she gets attention.
She gets cameras
in her face. And in today's political climate, that usually means you can do some fundraising. When you go on CNN and you can call Governor Abbott, Governor Hot Wheels, even though that's completely disgusting.
Correct.
The people that feel like, hey, I feel like that's a good joke. I don't know if they're donating money, but they're sharing her messages on social media and somebody's giving her money.
I mean, there's that kind of double down attitude in politics that has become very popular in the Trump era as a response, because Trump can say something bad. And because people for so long have, you know, dealt with him being called Hitler, they're like, well, you know what? Actually, what he said was good. Not just that I don't care what Trump said. Actually, what he said was good. The left has gotten that flu about 10 times worse. So they'll hear Jay Jones over in Virginia say, well, actually, I want to kill my opponent and his family. And the Democrats will go, you know what? That's actually sweet. Somebody get Hallmark on this right now.
Tony Kennett, Daily Signal with us. So I want to go back to something we talked about earlier in the hour.
All right.
The most underreported story that I feel like on both sides of the political aisle here, Republicans and Democrats.
This makes me nervous. It's usually either something that's like really, really good or something that's going to terrify me.
I don't think it's either. But Dan Bongino stepping away from the feds. Now, I was singing the praises of Marco Rubio and Tom Holman earlier, but I can also make the case that some of the biggest disappointments have been involved in either the FBI or the Department of Justice here when it comes to the Trump administration. I thought we'd see more headlines about Dan Bongino stepping away. Honestly, it's kind of gone under the radar a little bit, Tony. Why?
So there's a couple of things at play. Number one, Bongino does want to go back to his show. He's an excellent guy. He's an excellent broadcaster. This wasn't him escaping a sinking ship. He chose to do this. Obviously, he's very concerned about the health of some members of his family. That's also very, very important here. But I think the biggest thing is that a lot of Americans just don't blame him. Dan Bongino is seen as a more serious individual when it comes to stepping away from broadcasting, kind of over on the right into the administration, which
But he talks such a big game, though. Like, when he was still doing the show, it was Epstein files. We're going to get in there. We're going to kick you know what. And
correct.
He got the opportunity, well, at least to be second in command here, and it's been completely underwhelming.
So I have speculated. I'll be one of those people that admits it. I've speculated that he's probably tired of a lot of the nonsense. Bondi has lost a 46% section of approval rating in her time. I mean, just breaking this morning is that there's a victim's name that was left unblurred in the really recent Epstein file release. By the way, two things there. When they said that victims' names needed to be carefully obscured, this is what they were talking about. Thomas Massey wanted it pushed open. He wanted it pushed open. Well, way to go, Tom. You got what you wanted. Now there's a victim's name out there. But this is also Pam Bondi's fault. Bongino doesn't want to be around this mess. He's tired. It was handled like three wind-up monkeys trying to carry a dish at Denny's. And I'm telling you, American people understand. And when we broke this story over on the show, because it happened right before I went on air, because, you know, God hates me. But, I'm not really surprised. It's disappointing. But I'll be honest, the biggest thing that walks against that entire FBI is that Kash Patel always looks like he's just been caught in a bathroom stall in the Senate every time the camera's on him.
Oh, so not a Kash Patel guy.
He's done some good things. His record is fine before he gets in the administration, but I think he's a classic case of a guy who was phenomenal as a quarterback, horrible coach.
Interesting. Okay. One more thing here before I let you go. You brought up the Epstein files. We talked about it earlier. And I want to be careful how I put this out there, because in no way am I victim blaming, victim shaming. That's not what's happening here.
Of course.
But we have a lot of people who are doing these press conferences, who are talking about writing books. They're speaking to all these news channels. These are the quote survivors. These are the quote victims. Am I the bad guy here? Because I don't think it's asking too much for some of these survivors and victims. Give us the names of who was having sex with kids, not who was having dinner, not who was getting autographs from Mick Jagger. If all of these victims, if all of these survivors are willing to do media car washes, as it's dubbed as, I want names of who was doing something horribly bad. Does that make me a horrible person?
It doesn't, and there's a problem with that. And the problem with that is that a lot of these victims, as we've already found based on multiple courts, is that their testimonies are unreliable. They've changed their stories every time a microphone has been put in front of them. And then when you get out there and says, all right, now name these people, they realize if I get out and I name these people, then I'm liable for defamation if this stuff can't be put pen to paper. And that's a major issue for them. But also, I'd say that some of the victims who really do want to be left out of this and don't want to be mentioned, I mean, you know, I've both been in situations where we've had a colleague who's done something really stupid and was just, look, I know we're on the same side, but can you just shut your mouth a little bit? Some of those victims of Epstein feel that way about some of the other victims, I think.
What's coming up at the Daily Signal?
Well, a couple of staffing changes. We've got a lot that's moving right now. The Heritage drama, unfortunately.
Is it like the staffing changes the Venezuelan drug boat cartel is dealing with right now?
Yeah,
did you blow somebody up, Tony?
I keep sending producers to ferry a package and they keep being intercepted by the U.S. Navy. No, we've got some new stuff coming in the new year. We've got some brand new talent that we are starting to move forward with. It's exciting stuff. I'm kind of shocked to find ourselves doing this full time, but hey, man, I love it.
Well, Matt, thank you for letting me use your studio here. This thing is immaculate. Your studio here that I'm broadcasting from, this is yours. This bad boy is awesome. I feel so much pressure not to spill a Miller Lite on your keyboard right now.
Oh, I mean, we have more in the fridge. And I mean keyboards, not Miller Lites. But so, you know.
Tony Kidd, thank you. It's the Dawn Stensland Show, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Demand. On Demand.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. The Dawn Stensland Show. Dawn is out. I'm Jason Hammer. Thank you so much for putting up with me today. Coming up a little bit after 11 o'clock, I want to recap the big Turning Point USA event. This was the first big deal they've done since the murder, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, and it was something. Got some audio highlights we'll play for you. That's coming up a little bit after 11. But right now, I have to be honest with you. I'm a little bit over Christmas movies constantly being on television. I know. It's the 22nd. We still got a few days to go. But man, I'm kind of worn out by Christmas movies all being on television right now. There reaches a point where you're kind of done. Anybody else feel the same way? Like sometimes movies are just background noise anyway when you're doing stuff around the house. But man, I'm kind of at that point to where I'm over all of the Christmas movies. I do like Christmas Vacation, and I've said all along, if you don't know who your family's Cousin Eddie is, it's you. And I will make this case for Cousin Eddie when Bethany is asked to do the blessing, and bless her heart, the old bag does the Pledge of Allegiance. The only one to stand up and put his hand on his heart was Eddie. He's the only patriot in that Griswold house. And everybody has the debate about Die Hard. We're not going to do that. It's the most played out thing, whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. But I think what's worth having a conversation is the horrible boss at the Nakatomi Plaza. Who throws a Christmas party on Christmas Eve? Do you know how hard it is to get child care on Christmas Eve? And this wanker, he's having all of his employees come to Nakatomi Plaza on Christmas Eve. And at one point, the bad guy who's working at the front desk, he says that he lost $50 on the USC Notre Dame game. Bullcrap. USC and Notre Dame would never be playing a football game on December 24th. December 4th, 1926 is the latest all-time meeting between those teams. So I'm not buying that for 1 minute. That's how I knew he was crap. Some people watch A Christmas Story for 24 hours. If you're going to tell me Die Hard is a Christmas movie, which I'm open to that conversation, I'm going to tell you that Christmas Story is an action movie. Christmas Story is an action movie. It checks every box of an action movie. There's language. There's violence. There's animal cruelty. There's guns. There's electric sex glowing in the window. It checks all the same categories as Die Hard would do. So I'm open to the conversation that A Christmas Story is an action movie. But the one that just wears me out is It's a Wonderful Life. Oh my God, this thing just sucks the soul right out of you. Nothing says fun Yuletide celebration like a black and white suicide movie. A whole town full of like ungrateful losers who need to reap what they sow. And even though George is somewhat of a happy-go-lucky Magoo type of dude, his family sucks. George is trying to bail out their incompetence, and it leads him to suicide. Poor George spends the entire film compromising his happiness for a group of morons and ungrateful stiffs. Like, if you think about it, if you really sit back and think about it, George Bailey's life, and It's a Wonderful Life, is kind of like Kamala Harris's time as the vice president. It's a bleak, thoroughly depressing, tragic story of somebody that's in way over their head and somebody who never made it to Europe.
We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe.
And when they do that flashback where if George hadn't been born, what would Bedford Falls look like? And it's Pottersville? Is that supposed to make me feel bad? Pottersville looks awesome. It's like Vegas without the ridiculous resort fees. There's strip clubs, there's gambling. I'm in on Pottersville. I'm totally in. So the whole movie just stinks, man. The whole movie just stinks. It's boring. And I'll be happy when regular movies and TV shows are back on the air once again. Top stories coming up next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT on demand. On demand.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.